With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Officials in northwestern Montana are investigating two missing persons reports. The Flathead County Sheriff's Office says 25-year-old Madeline Connolly, most recently of Prescott, Arizona, went missing while hiking in the Great Bear Wilderness south of Glacier National Park. 26-year-old Corey Michael Flanagan of Spokane, Washington, is missing after a stolen vehicle he was believed to have been driving crashed north of Kalispell. We have more information on our website, mtpr.org. BNSF Railway says that, as a precautionary measure, it has removed material from the shore of Flathead Lake near Summers that has a mysterious oily sheen. The company thinks its origin is biological, not man-made. Nikki Ouellette reports.
BNSF is coordinating sampling and cleanup measures with the Environmental Protection Agency, which is still waiting on its own sampling results. Those are expected Tuesday. Catherine Jenkins is a community involvement coordinator for the EPA.
At this time, we don't have an idea as to where the sheen is coming from.
The sheen, which appears in pockets along a 1,000-foot stretch of shoreline near Summers, was first reported to the EPA early last week. The EPA and BNSF took quick steps to contain and identify the source of the sheen due to its close proximity to the former Summers tie plant, which treated railway ties with creosote and other chemicals for decades before being listed as a Superfund site in the mid-1980s. BNSF, in coordination with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality and the EPA, oversaw soil and water cleanup and continues to monitor the site. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Republican House candidate Greg Gianforte's campaign is playing down his comments about the House health care bill that were secretly recorded and leaked to the media. The New York Times says the comments were taped Thursday, quote, during a private conference call with Republican-leaning lobbyists in Washington. On Thursday, Gianforte told Montana Public Radio he needs to learn more about the health care bill that the House passed that day before he can say how he would have voted on it.
I wasn't privy to all the dialogue in D.C., but sounds like they got something done. I look forward to studying it.
Here's what Gianforte told lobbyists the same day, according to the New York Times, via audio on the newspaper's website.
Sounds like we just passed a health care thing, which I'm thankful for, that we're starting to repeal and replace. We're going to have to peel back these regulations to make it easier.
Democrat Rob Quist was quick to jump on the leaked audio, saying,
Montanans want a congressman who will shoot straight, not a dishonest politician who says one thing to Montanans and another to the millionaires behind closed doors.
Gianforte's campaign told the Washington Examiner that he is not making inconsistent statements. The paper quotes Gianforte campaign manager Brock Lawrence saying, quote, Greg's thankful we're in the process of repealing Obamacare because he believes we must repeal and replace Obamacare before it collapses. But he couldn't have voted for a bill without knowing what was in it and how it affects Montanans, unquote. Montana Public Radio has requested an interview with Greg Gianforte on the House health care bill. On Friday, we interviewed Rob Quist about how he would fix the Affordable Care Act, which he said should not be repealed but does need fixing. You can find that interview on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Whitefish School District has received national recognition for sustainability and education. Nikki Ouellette reports.
The U.S. Department of Education's Green Ribbon Schools Award recognizes individual schools and entire districts for reducing environmental impact and costs, improving health and wellness, and offering effective environmental education. Whitefish is the first school district in Montana to receive the award.
Sustainability is a lot more than throwing a can in a recycling bin.
Ryder Delaloy is the curriculum director for Whitefish Schools.
Sustainability in many ways has been about building the skills and dispositions we need to face the challenges of a rapidly changing world.
Delaloy says a variety of student and teacher-driven programs led to the district receiving the award. For example, the Middle School Student Council spearheaded an initiative to create a no-idling zone for cars around the four schools in the district, and the fourth grade class is responsible for collecting all recyclables. The school district is also working on an energy audit with the City of Whitefish and other partners to find ways to cut use and energy-related costs. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
Elections clerks across Montana could find themselves increasingly challenged to serve voters with severe physical disabilities. It's due to a dwindling supply of polling equipment designed for people who cannot use traditional voting machines. Elections officials were hoping to get some relief from the governor and legislature last month, but a proposal to allow counties to modernize their stock of equipment died when lawmakers adjourned April 28th. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's carefully and seriously considering a request from the Premier of British Columbia to deny U.S. coal exports through Vancouver. The ban would be in retaliation to the escalating trade war over softwood lumber. But one Montana timberman says it may just be election rhetoric. Gordy Sanders is a resource manager at Pyramid Mountain Lumber in Sealy Lake.
Anytime folks are running for office, they're likely to say and do a number of different things to position themselves to get elected.
In April, the Trump administration placed tariffs on softwood lumber coming from across the border. While they could save some timber jobs in Montana, it could also cost over 1,000 jobs in British Columbia. So last month, BC Premier Christy Clark asked Trudeau to retaliate by banning shipments of U.S. thermal coal. On Friday, Trudeau responded, saying he was giving her request careful consideration. Analysts say Cloud Peak Energy, which owns a mine near Decker, Montana, would be the biggest coal exporter affected by the ban. The company's stock has dropped by about 10% since Clark made her request. Trudeau is also considering slapping duties on products imported from Oregon, including plywood, flooring, wood chips, packaging material, and wine. That move, the Canadian Press reports, is a slap back against Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, a hardliner in the lumber dispute. On Saturday, the Trump administration called Canada's threats inappropriate and insisted they would have no effect on the U.S.'s course of action. A second round of duties on Canadian softwood lumber are expected in June. A fire that burned through a Montana fly rod shop knocked out electricity at some houses for many hours. The Sunday fire left Twin Bridges R.L. Winston Rod Company building gutted. Fire Chief Lloyd Carlson says it took 24 firefighters and about 4 hours to put out the fire. Twin Bridges firefighters had help from Dillon and Sheridan. Carlson said the fire appears to have started due to an electrical issue in the south side building. He called the building a total loss, but says some valuable bamboo may still be there. The company has a newer building several blocks from the burned structure. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.